Mike Kamogelo Sibilebele, with a transfer not necessarily to the benefit of TS Galaxy, to the benefit of Football South Africa, we also look at that at TS Galaxy. We're a club that is very aware and appreciative of its role within the football game in the country. So we're a club that should be able to go out there in the unknown, be it areas or levels of the game, and discover talent and bring talent that will be national assets, serve the nation. And then, but there's a way to it. So, and that way is either these players at some point or another maturing them out of our club so that they can play for older clubs, bigger clubs, big clubs internationally and so forth, which will then make them probably recognizable, or their efforts at least recognizable for the national team. Example, I've pulled Mike Sibilebele. Sibilebele, if you know and you've been watching TS Galaxy, the same performance is dishing out for Pirates. He has been doing so for TS Galaxy. But we knew that he can continue doing so for the next 5 years at TS Galaxy because his contract was extended until 2030. But then he may not get the necessary recognition or get the same the call-up into the main national team. Why? Because he's playing for us. So the national selectors, they don't apply the same levels of judgment and decision when a player probably plays for a smaller club as they do when they play for a bigger club. I can rest assure you that if Sibilebele, as he will continue the way he's doing now for Club Orlando Pirates, he will be a regular feature in the national team. This is not new to me. He has been doing the same for the past two seasons, but he has never been a regular feature at TS Galaxy. So, in order for the country to benefit from such a player, never mind Orlando Pirates, they have to be propelled. As TS Galaxy, we have to propel them, you know, to the next, I would say, greater heights in the form of a bigger club, be it Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates, or Sundowns. We are duty bound for in the interest of the country, by the way, because Kamogelo Sibilebele will serve the nation very well at international. I have no doubt. Never mind at Orlando Pirates, which is great, you know, same level of performance, nothing different. People are wowed, but we've been seeing it every day at TS Galaxy. No one was talking about it. And the national team was not benefiting from this ability. So what is the best way of now ensuring that our national team benefits? So we do those kind of transfers sometimes, you know, which are quite strategic and are for the interest of football. Because our role is really, as we are developing and we are a growing club, but we also have to be realistic of where we are as a club. We cannot compare ourselves, you know, the impact rather of our players in our own environment. We cannot compare it to the impact they would have if they play for our big three clubs. So that, you know, that's the reason for the transfer of Kamogelo Sibilebele. And then, of course, personally to him, you know, it's a growth in his career, so it's great for him. So we look at the human element. Do we really want our human beings to grow in life? Yes, we do. So we do that. Yeah, never mind the levels of concerns. We don't want to lose a player like that. But do we really want to hold and suppress, you know, the player and make him probably achieve lesser than he would achieve when he's in a bigger environment? No, you have to apply reason, be reliant on your ability to also unleash. When Mike Sibilebele goes to Orlando Pirates, we'll definitely, you are duty bound to find another one. And hopefully it will be same or better levels, and you will also go and serve the national team. By so doing, we think that we will be playing a very meaningful role as being the meaningful contributor to our football.